is there a message in the mayhem? It's a bit crazy right now, isn't it? I'm recording this towards the end of May 2020, right in the middle of the COVID-19 virus crisis. And a lot of us are asking ourselves, what on earth is going on? And I have something I think might be helpful for us. In fact, I'm sure it's going to be helpful for many, many people. It's helping me already. And I'd like to talk today just for a few moments about something that's coming up that I'm involved in, that I'm really excited about. And I believe you might be interested in, because if you watch my YouTube videos, if you listen to my podcast, if you have a look at my website, I think you're the kind of person that will find what I'm about to talk about interesting, fascinating, and I hope helpful. And I believe you'll know some people. You'll have some friends or acquaintances for whom this could also be really, really helpful. So I'd like to encourage you, whatever you're doing, if you can put aside the next 4 or 5 minutes of your life just to pay attention to what I have to share today, well, I really hope it'll be a blessing to you and very helpful. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about a special event coming up, which begins this Saturday, the 30th of May, and runs for three Saturdays, consecutive Saturdays. The title of the whole thing, all three, is There a Message in the Mayhem? And the subtitle is this, let me read it for you. Exploring the Nature of God, the Faithful Response of Christ Followers, and the Future of the Church in the Light of the COVID-19 Virus Crisis. Now, all of those phrases in that one long sentence are important. Exploring the nature of God. Not defining God, but exploring the nature of God in the light of what's going on. Exploring the faithful response of Christ followers. So how do we respond? And then the future, exploring the future of the church in the light of this crisis. So not, again, being definitive. It's not like you, me, or anybody involved in this has all the answers. None of us would claim that. And I'll talk more about who's involved in a minute. We're not talking about having all the answers. We're talking about what are the principles by which we can explore this. What do we know already about God? What do we know already from His Word that might help us to understand more about God's character in the light of what's going on, more about how we can live in the light of what's going on, and more about how we might prepare for the future that is coming in the light of what's been going on? So that's the idea. So why does this matter? Well, I don't think I really need to say much about that. These events recently, this year, have overtaken our lives to an extent we never would have anticipated at the beginning of this year. When you were thinking about your New Year's resolutions, when you were thinking about your hopes and dreams for the year, I doubt anything like this was in your mind. And so it matters because we need to know the best way to respond, and to respond meaningfully, and respond in a way that's educated, or to respond in a way that makes sense. So that it's important for us, and it's important for everybody. It's not just about you and me, is it? It's not just about one or two people here. This affects our society. I'm sitting here at home recording this, and I can see outside my neighbors' homes. I know those neighbors across the road. It's affecting them. It's as we go out and stand outside and clap for all the carers on Thursdays, we see each other and we chat, and it's affecting every single one of us. Two streets away, they had a mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, mourning event for one person on the street who died. And everybody brought their chairs out yesterday and had a drink on that street to sort of honour the person who had passed away because of the COVID-19 crisis. This is affecting everybody, young and old. No matter your ethnicity or anything about you, this affects us all. So this is for everybody. We hope this will be useful for all people of all kinds. And indeed, whether you have a Christian faith or not, we hope that principles of faith will be meaning for you as we talk about them over the next three Saturdays. So this is put on by six friends, who I'll talk more about in a moment. Six friends for three Saturdays for 1 hour each Saturday. So 6-3-1, six friends on three Saturdays for 1 hour each. We're beginning on the 30th of May. The following one, the second is on the 6th of June, and the last one is on the 13th of June, and they run from 11 a.m. till 12 p.m. We may extend the session a little bit if people want to continue discussing things, but the main event will be from 11 until 12. What will happen is that each week, two of our group of six will give a talk each. So that's two 15-minute talks each week, and then a 30-minute discussion session in breakout rooms. We've got enough people registered now to realize we will need more than one room, because otherwise the group will be too large. So we'll be breaking out into other rooms. We'll be using Zoom. So if you don't have Zoom downloaded, please do that. We'll send out the link and the password so you can log in. That'll go on my website and on the Eventbrite site, which I'll talk more about in a moment. And then there'll be some discussion breakout groups. So two 15-minute talks followed by 30 minutes of discussion in smaller groups. That's the idea. And it'll be broadcast live on YouTube, and we will be recording it and making the recordings available afterwards online as well. Now, let's talk about the first session. The first session is this Saturday, the 30th of May, and the two speakers are Chris Birtles and Simon Dinning. Chris Birtles is part of the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. Simon Dinning is part of the Belfast International Church of Christ, and they'll be speaking for 15 minutes each, and following on from, and some discussion will follow on. The title of their session is, Why Do These Things Happen? Why do these things happen? What can we find from Scripture that might help us with this question? Why does suffering happen? Where is God in it? And how can we grow and develop as we go through times of trial? So that will be their topic. Why do these things happen? A bit more information, a subtext if you like. In this session, we will explore what key passages from the Bible say about these and other related questions, starting with the creation account. We continue by considering the ministry of Jesus and how the writings of the apostles and prophets give us hope now and for the future as they point to the ultimate hope. So that's Chris and Simon, 11 o'clock this coming Saturday, the 30th. Please do log in early, by the way, so you can check your technology, make sure your microphone is working or your audio is working or your video is working. So please check in early, not at 11, because we're going to start at 11. So maybe 10:45, something like that. I will open the session early, most likely half an hour early, so you can get in. If you want to register, well, we do ask everybody to register because it's going to help us with numbers and planning the breakout rooms, that kind of thing. So you need to register on Eventbrite. That's Eventbrite. That's E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, spelt like that. If you log into Eventbrite, you will find this event by searching, Is There a Message in the Mayhem? You can also find the details on my website, malcolmcox.org. There's a special page there, Is There a Message in the Mayhem? And the details are on there, and the registration link is there to the Eventbrite site as well. So either my website or just go right directly to Eventbrite and you should find what you need. And please, when you've done that and registered, tell your friends. I bet you know at least one person who you think will be interested. I have heard of several people passing on the information to other places. I got a message just actually about 20 minutes ago from a friend who passed on this information to a whole group of churches where she lives. And they've said that they will be passing the message on across their memberships, and hopefully they'll be attending. There are lots of people who could benefit from this, not just you and me and our immediate circle of friends, but many others. So please do register. Tell your friends you've registered and pass the information on. A couple of last things. Who are these six friends? These six friends and five of my friends and I, we've put this on as a personal initiative as a group of friends in the hope that it might help people. We all have similar interests in the areas of teaching the scriptures and believing that there's great value and depth and wisdom in this, in this amazing book. And we hope to dig out of it enough to help us and other people to understand what's going on in these unprecedented times. Who are the six of us? Well, five of my friends and myself. So myself and Chris Birtles and Simon Dinning, I've already mentioned. Andy Bawachi, Andy Azilo, and Rob Payne. And so that makes the six of us. And who are we? Well, we're just people who love the scriptures, and we hope to bring this amazing book to as many people as possible in relevant ways. And we hope to be people with the sort of the spirit of Apollos, mentioned in Acts chapter 18, where it says he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, a great help. And so we hope to be a great help generally, but specifically with what's going on right now and the classes, the sessions that we're going to be putting on the next three Saturdays. So that's who we are. One last thing. We're we feel very privileged to be connected with a wonderful charity called Hope Worldwide. Rob Payne, one of our speakers next week, works for Hope Worldwide in the homelessness area, coordinating the homelessness outreach. Hope Worldwide, it does amazing work, and we would really like to be able to support it. And so we're not asking for any registration fee for this event. We're putting it on for free, but we would ask any of you that could do so to make a donation to Hope Worldwide. You'll find a link on the Eventbrite site and on my website. And if you could do that, I think that would be a wonderful thing. There are so many people in our country, or in the UK here, this is for the UK, although the classes are available globally, but the donations, I believe, will go to the UK work of Hope Worldwide. There's so many people who have such more significant needs than you or I right now. So if you can make a donation, that'd be tremendous. So this event is being co-sponsored by the Thames Valley Churches of Christ and by Hope Worldwide. Well, I hope you find that helpful and interesting. Even if it's not something you can attend or be interested in, do you know somebody this might help? They might be interested. So pass on the link. Well, that's all I have to say for now. I'm very excited to be able to be part of this. Is there a message in the mayhem? I believe there are messages in the mayhem for us. The message for me might be a little bit different from the message for you, but there's a message for all of us, and perhaps several. And as we learn together, as we listen to one another, I hope that we'll all hear the message we are meant to hear to make sense of what's going on in this mayhem. Until Saturday, take care and God bless.